Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Well, now's the perfect time to enjoy the outdoors, warm weather, and hopefully beautiful landscapes. Ag Commissioner Todd Staples here to talk about Texas turf grasses.
Well, front lawns are often major bragging rights for some of our fellow Texans. I know back at our home in East Texas, we've worked very hard to take advantage of the early rains, and it has made a difference in our yard. It's an enjoyable hobby for landscape enthusiasts, but I can tell you from firsthand experience, it can be hard work keeping up with your lawn. Turf grasses may be just what you need for your lawn. There are many different varieties of turf grasses, Tony. They're available to fit whatever your needs happen to be. We all know that weather does play a big role in how our landscapes fare, and there's also good news on the front when it comes to turf grasses.
I assume that has to do with drought-tolerant varieties.
You hit the nail on the head. There are many grass varieties that can thrive on minimal water, which is a big issue as we're all trying to conserve. Research has shown that turf grass can undergo drought conditions and still recover. You've probably heard of turf grasses like St. Augustine and Bermuda grass. In fact, with many areas in the state focusing on water conservation, a drought-tolerant turf grass allows one to still have a good-looking lawn while still conserving water.
So where can you find information?
Well, I'm really proud of the work that's being done by the Texas Turf Grass Association. You can learn more by putting that in your browser on your home computer.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.